On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston shares his feelings about snacks at children events.
Life is hard, and we try to make things easier for those around us, especially our children. But I wonder sometimes if we're going too far. At a recent sporting event, a parent stepped up to the stands and asked, "Who was bringing the boys snacks tonight?" The boys are asking because they haven't gotten their snacks yet. Snacks. That word said a certain way makes parents share looks that are mixtures of disgust and amazement. When did snacks become a fixed part of all children's activities? When did we begin believing that children must have snacks at all organized functions? Somehow the settlers of this great nation gathered their belongings and walked west from one side of this continent to the other. They experienced hunger, heat, floods, mountain ranges to cross, angry and unwelcoming tribes, and goodness knows what else. No one met them along the way with snacks. I don't remember Neil Armstrong saying he couldn't leave the lunar module to stand on the moon until he had had a snack. No one ran onto the beaches of Iwo Jima to provide snacks for the troops who were fighting inch by inch to claim the island. But organize a child's activity today, and snacks must be included, and you, the parent, are expected to sign up. Parents care for kids. They always have, and they always will. But with each succeeding generation, the amount of care, attention, protection, support, enhancement of the child's well-being gets a little bit further and further from what may be good for them. It seems to me that if we give our kids snacks to accompany nearly everything they do, then at some point these kids will expect similar accommodations as adults, whatever that may be. We shouldn't make life hard for our kids. Life is hard enough. And at the same time, though, we shouldn't be protecting them from, well, life. This is Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.